Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, longtime 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism that he founded 40 years ago, and it's become the gold standard. We're so happy to be able to recognize Bill and his all of his great work. Bill, the survey for this month is not much different from last month's. The elements are not all that much different, although going forward, the general consensus is that small businesses are less optimistic about their business over the next 6 months, and we covered that pretty well. But what I wanted to do now is ask you to give us your perspective on where we are with the government, with the continuing resolution of the budget, with the squabbles between Republicans and Democrats, between President Obama and the House Tea Party faction, and all that. What's going to happen? Is the United States in any kind of danger of being downgraded again because of this?
Well, we did Fitch put us on credit watch.
Yeah.
Not because they think we can't pay the interest on our debt and roll it over. So, you know, that's not going to be an issue. But it's they put us on a credit watch because of lousy governance. That is.
But is that their job? Is that their job to do that? I mean, because.
Well, that's true, and that's unfortunate. But I think everybody knew that if the Republicans took this route,
yeah,
they would probably get most of the blame for it.
Apparently, being a leader, standing on principle, it doesn't get you any credit in America anymore.
No,
what do you think?
No, well, you know, principle is wonderful, but you know, since people have different ideas, there's this thing called compromise that
right.
Any good politician has to learn, and neither
right.
The president nor I hate to characterize them as Tea Partiers, but
right.
You've
the
got a set of people who,
yep.
You know, really, you know, who I'm very sympathetic with. I think
I am
they're
too.
Right on in terms of their issues.
I am too.
But
why are they considered to be intransigent, but the president
right.
is not?
Right. So the president thinks that, you know, that everybody should agree with him, and he said, I'm not compromising, and then
right.
the House isn't going to compromise, and consequently, we're stuck. So fiscal policy is in a real mess, and so
right.
Fitch just said, you know, we see things aren't working. This is the biggest company in the world. Look at the management
yep.
team. Look what it's doing. It's not working.
What do you think is
so
going to happen?
Something's got to give.
Well,
we'll give. Somebody will cave, or they'll actually compromise. What may happen is that the most likely is that the House and the Senate will figure something out that both sides will pass.
Yeah.
Then the president would be faced with having to veto it if he didn't like something in it, like maybe it gets rid of the medical device tax
right.
or something like that.
Right.
But he's not gonna do that. He's a wimp.
Right.
You know, he lets everybody else get into trouble, and he just
right.
kind of stands back.
Exactly.
But if it's on his desk, he's not going to take the responsibility to veto it
right.
and put us back in bad shape.
Bill, have you ever, you know how when a football is kicked, punted downfield, and the receiving players just make everybody get away from it so it doesn't hit one of them? You
right.
know, seen that happen before. Here's where the Republicans messed up. When around the 1st of August, 1st of September, they should have all said, okay, regardless of everything else, let's all get away and don't cause any problems, no controversy. Let's give the Democrats basically what they want for now. Let's get away so nothing can detract from the rollout of Obamacare.
Exactly.
Because if they had done that, there would have been nothing. They should have said, let's don't give the media anything to report on except the rollout of Obamacare. What do you think?
Right, I agree with that. No Republican voted for that. They should let him deal with it.
But consequently, Bill, there's no reporting on Obamacare, basically.
Very little, very little.
And it's been a nightmare. It's atrocious. It's a complete failure.
As we knew it would be.
Yeah. So this is this particular part, Bill, is on the Republicans. This was them. This is them shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, strategically.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.